Well, in fact, this postponement is due to a question of schedule, because the commission realized that according to some text, the Constitutional Court needs 2 months to verify and to proclaim the results of the election. So in the first schedule, they just gave 1 month. So that's why they reviewed the schedule, and they had to add 1 more month to be in accordance with the text.
Now, so
that's why. And in our own view, this have no harm, and it's something normal that we can concede and accept.
So how are ordinary Nigerians reacting to such move? Because I remember some opposition groups saying that the government is delaying and they want the election to be held soon. How are they reacting to this news?
Well, really, there are some of the Nigerians who do not understand and think that it's a kind of trick by the government to maybe stay 1 more month, but in reality, most of those who understand what's going on can imagine very well that one more month or something like that are nothing, and anyway, it doesn't really have a great impact on the course of the transition.
Did all the political parties in the country agree that at least this is something that will be good to ensure a credible vote next year?
Yeah, as far as I know, all the political parties agree with that, and there's really not a particular organization or political organization who have any way expressed another voice against this position.
Has the government come out particularly to explain to Nigerians why there is need for more time in order to ensure that the elections are well organized? Because obviously some people are not happy that it has been postponed for at least a month.
Yeah, but you know, it's, in this situation, it's not the government who has to come out and explain, because the government considers that it's the matter of the Electoral Commission, which is independent from the government, that should explain it to the population. And not far than 2 days ago, I heard the president of the Electoral Commission saying that soon he's going to give a press release to explain the entire schedule of the elections coming.